so that you can achieve taqwa. And all believers, fasting of Ramadan has been prescribed on you as it was on people before you, so that you can achieve taqwa. So my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in these two verses that first verse of Surah Al-Baqarah is for mankind, asking people to obey Allah so that they can achieve taqwa. And the next verse is directed to believers, to Muslims, asking them to fast in Ramadan so that they can achieve taqwa. So my dear brothers and sisters, the topic today is taqwa. What is taqwa? Who are the people who have taqwa? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Holy Quran calls them al-muttaqeen, people of taqwa, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised them paradise. And the third part that we will cover inshallah in these few minutes is how to attain this noble quality called taqwa. So my dear brothers and sisters, being a Muslim is a great responsibility. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. All believers, have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with utmost sincerity and devotion until the last day of your life. That is, only die as Muslims. So, taqwa is an essential quality for a Muslim. The word taqwa is one of those unique words in Arabic language that has no equivalent perfect translation in any language. The translators have tried to bring out a close meaning of this word taqwa, and mostly in several translations you find the word taqwa being defined as fear of Allah. But we know, brothers and sisters, the fear is a negative emotion, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very kind. إِنَّ اللَّهُ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَوْفُ الرَّحِيمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very kind to people. Huwa Rahman, Huwa Rahim. He is most compassionate. He is most compassionate and he is most merciful. So this negative emotion does not fit well. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our master and we are his servants. And we cannot disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one of the definitions of taqwa is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger with utmost devotion and sincerity, hoping for mercy and forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word taqwa comes from an Arabic root waqi, which means to protect something from damage or loss. And the word taqwa means to protect oneself and be of God. So another definition of taqwa is to protect oneself from all evils and stay away from all munkar, all bad deeds. Here in the Kabir defines taqwa as a feeling, as an inner feeling of the nafs, that is the heart and the soul. And this comes from this thought that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us all the time. So, taqwa is a conscience, it's a consciousness of the nafs, of the heart and the soul, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in charge of everything, and everything that we do, He is aware of it. That's the definition of the taqwa according to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. يَنْخَفُ الْجَلِيمِ وَالْعَمَلُ بِالْتَنْزِيمِ وَالْقِنَعُ بِالْسَلِيمِ وَالْإِسْتِعْدَادُ بِالْيَوْمِ الرَّحِيمِ. Taqwa is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. وَالْعَمَلُ بِالْتَنْزِيمِ, and act upon the teachings and guidings of the Holy Quran. Pankina Abdulatali, and be content with what little we have. What is the Abdulatali of peace, and be prepared for the day of departure from this world. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the most thing that will take us to paradise is the taqwa of Allah and the good conduct, husni saluk. And the most thing that will take us to hellfire is the tongue and the private parts. So my dear brothers and sisters, in Athens, taqwa is a shield against evil and shaitan. It is a path to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and receive His mercy and forgiveness. So the second part, who are the people who have achieved taqwa? The Holy Quran calls them al-muttaqeen and al-muqsideen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised them paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established a criteria for people who can be close to it. Ya ayyuhannas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ مِنْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّا أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. O people of mankind, we created you from one man and one woman. You are all equal. We made you into nations and tribes, so that you can recognize each other. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most honorable amongst you is that who has achieved taqwa, who has the righteous deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. He is well aware of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the characteristics the qualities of people with taqwa are muttaqeen in several places in the Holy Quran. Right in the beginning of the Quran starts it. Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This is the book in which there is absolutely no doubt, and this is the guidance for muttaqeen, people who have taqwa. And who are these people? الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. These are the people who have absolute belief in the unseen. They have not seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have not seen the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they have unwavering belief. They establish salat and they give charity from what we gave them. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِن قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. And these are the people who believe absolutely in what was revealed to you, O Muhammad, that is the Holy Quran, and they have absolute belief in everything that was revealed before you. That is the book of Torah, the Bible, and the Psalms of David, the Zabur. And these people, they have absolute belief in the day of judgment, that they will be held accountable for what they do in this dunya and this world. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. These are the people who are an absolute true guidance from their Lord, and these are the people who have achieved felicity and success. That is paradise. And in Surah Al-Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Rush towards the forgiveness of your Lord and to the paradise which is as vast as the heavens and the earth, and that has been prepared for the people of taqwa. And who are these people? الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. These are the people who spend generously in charity when they are in prosperity and in adversity, that is when they are rich or poor. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And these are the people who control their anger and who forgive everybody. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves these people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves these people of good doers. So my dear brothers and sisters, these are the qualities of the people who have taqwa. And the third part is how to achieve these qualities of muttaqeen. We have seen in the verse that I recited, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That the fasting, the main purpose of fasting in Ramadan is to achieve taqwa, to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the only purpose of fasting. There are certain requirements to achieve taqwa. Because the scholars say that achieving taqwa is آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات And this is the main theme of the Holy Quran. Have belief and do the righteous deeds, because if you don't, you are in a big loss. What happened? إِنَّ الْإِنْسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by time that the human race is in a big loss, except those people who have to be and who do the righteous deeds, who encourage others towards the deen of haq, and who encourage others to be patient. Thus, there are a few things, a summary of all this, the factors that help us achieve such a noble quality of taqwa. And these are the same things that we have to do while we're fasting. That's why taqwa and Ramadan has a very, very close relationship. As I said in this verse, that the purpose, the whole purpose of Ramadan is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you can achieve taqwa and you can get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get His mercy and His forgiveness. So number one, belief. Absolute belief. And that is what is belief, as I decided for the few verses of the Surah Al-Baqarah. The belief is آمنت بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرٍ وَشَرٍّ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَالْبَعْثِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. That I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I believe in all the angels, I believe in all the books and all the prophets, I believe in the day of judgment, I believe in my destiny. That everything, good or bad, comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And I believe that I will be resurrected after death to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be held accountable for what I do in this world. And of course, there are certain other things after belief. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Mu'minun, تَدَخَّقَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ صَلَاةِ الْخَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مَنِ الْمَغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلْزَكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلْفُرُوجِ حَافِظُونَ. These four things come after belief. That in order to achieve taqwa, the people, these mu'minun, the believers, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in these verses has been guaranteed Jannah, what do they do? They establish their salah with utmost humility and devotion, with this thought that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. And number two, these are the people who stay away from vain thoughts. They don't waste their time. And these are the people who give zakat, the obligatory charity. And these are the people who protect their private parts. So this is also the running theme of the Holy Quran. This is repeated over and over in the Holy Quran. And then a few other things. Guarded the ears, the eyes, and the thoughts while fasting. We need to have a control of all our organs. And these are all the things that are attached to taqwa. And one of the other most important things that we need to control, scholars have mentioned this over and over, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam tradition is an evidence, and that is control your stomach. One of the great scholars, Socrates, said, worthless people only live to eat and drink. People of worth eat and drink only to live. And there is a saying, Sayatul Jif, Sayatul Tuan, Sayatul Tam, Sayatul Zunur al Asan, Sayatul Nafs, Sayatul Tulam. That the good health of the body is in eating less. The good health of the heart is in making less sins, and the good health of the nafs is in talking less. So, my dear brothers and sisters, this is a great reminder that inshallah, in a few days, we are going to witness the month, holy month of Ramadan. It is a great responsibility on all of us. Don't waste your time in planning meals. Don't waste your time in talking all the time. Ramadan is the month of the celebration of the Holy Quran. It is not the month of celebration of food. This is something that we must keep in mind. And another big factor is to control anger. Let it go. Just forgive everybody before Ramadan starts. Clean your heart. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what is taqwa? He said taqwa is here. And he pointed out to his chest. And my dear brothers and sisters, the bottom line, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَعْلٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنَطَ اللَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. On that day, all your wealth, all your children, your friends will be of no use. On that day, person who would be successful are the one who can present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a clean heart. سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعَزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وسلام على رب السبيل والحمد لله رب من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كلمتان حبيبتان إلى الرحمن خفيفتان على اللسان ثقيلتان في الميزان سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب البشر وقنا عذاب النيران ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا اغفر لنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأقياء منهم والأموات إنك مجيب الدعاء يا رافع الدرجات يا قاضي الحاجات أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان ويؤتى ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وأقم الصلاة. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.